It's that time again. It's time for the Jason Kirkman Show. And here he is, passing out handfuls of salted pistachio nuts and tipping his hat. That guy with the endless supply of smiles and toe-tapping tunes. Your friend and mine, Jason Kirkman. It's definitely that time again. Time for the Jason Kirkman Show.
I do hope you're having a fantastic day. You can be, at least, if you decide to be. That's my philosophy anyway. I believe it's a state of mind. My day, just to let you know, is going superbly fantastic. I plan on putting a tenderloin in the smoker a little later on, and you know, I might even add a few hamburger patties as well. It is indeed a good day for that. This is the Jason Kirkman Show, coming to you from Studio 312 in southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin, where the women are beautiful and the men are finely groomed. Let's get cooking right now, shall we? You know, with all the fun we have here every week.
Well, arrested on the charges of unemployment, he was sitting on the witness stand. The judge's wife called up the district attorney, said, free that brown-eyed man. You want your job, you better free that brown-eyed man. And our beautiful daughter couldn't make up her mind between a doctor and a lawyer man. Her mother said, darling, go out and find yourself a brown-eyed handsome man, just like your daddy, a brown-eyed handsome man. Well, Milo Venus was a beautiful lass. She held the world in the palm of her hands. But she lost both her arms in a wrestling match to win a brown-eyed handsome man. She fought and won herself a brown-eyed handsome man. I was flying across the desert in a TWA. I saw a woman walking across the sand. She'd walked 30 miles in a route to Bombay to meet a brown-eyed handsome man. Her destination was a brown-eyed handsome man. Now a 2-3 the count, nobody on. He hit a high fly into the stand. Round and third and coming in for home, it was a brown-eyed handsome man that won the game. It was a brown-eyed handsome man. It was a brown-eyed handsome man. It was a brown-eyed handsome man.
A Chinese police department recently shared security camera footage of a man attempting to steal a police officer's personal phone. That's pretty brazen, if you ask me, but what's more impressive is that the man did it inside the police station.
1, 2, 3, 4! Well, she was just 17, and you know what I mean. And the way she looked was way beyond compare. So how could I dance with another? See you.
That was the Beatles with I Saw Her Standing There. Here's a great tune by Jerry Reed, Guitar Man.
Well, I quit my job down at the car wash, left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar up under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-haunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck, so I bummed me a ride down to Macon, Georgia, on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started checking out some of them all-night bars, hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. Got the same old story, them all-night peers, there ain't no room around here for a guitar man. But don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in hobo jungles, bombed a thousand miles of track, till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama, at a club they call Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like with a swinging little guitar man. Show 'em, son. Take a trip down to the ocean, find yourself down round Mobile, or make it on out to the club called Jackson. You've got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor, digging the finest little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. And guess who's leading that five-piece band? Why wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar man. Yeah, hey.
Here are the Cordettes with Lollipop. The drive-in theater was patented by Camden, New Jersey chemical company magnate Richard M. Hollingshead Jr., whose family owned and operated R.M. Hollingshead Corporation Chemical Plant in Camden. In 1932, Hollingshead conducted outdoor theater tests in his driveway at 212 Thomas Avenue in Riverton. After nailing a screen to trees in his backyard, He set a 1928 Kodak projector on the hood of his car and put a radio behind the screen, testing different sound levels with his car windows down and up. Blocks under vehicles in the driveway enabled him to determine the size and spacing of ramps so all automobiles could have a clear view of the screen. In 1921, however, a more public drive-in was created by Claude V. Caver in Comanche, Texas. He obtained a permit from the city to project films downtown, and cars parked bumper to bumper to witness the screening of silent films from their vehicles. Following the experiments of Caver and Hollingshead, it was Hollingshead who applied, August 6, 1932, for a patent of his invention, and he was given U.S. patent number 1,909,537 on May 16, 1933. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
I've got a gal from the bluegrass state. I'm gonna see her tonight, I can hardly wait. I'd like to make her mine, all mine. But there's a fella from Texas trying to beat my time.
Do you need any help?
No help wanted.
You could use a little help.
No help wanted.
Just call on me if you need any help. If you need any help. If you need any help.
I can handle this job all by myself.
Boy, you're bragging now.
Oh, shut your mouth.
Tonight's my night to call her hun. What Red don't know won't hurt him none. I'll hold her in my arms real tight and kiss her. Then I'll hear a voice saying, wait a minute, mister.
Do you need any help?
No help wanted.
You could use a little help.
No help wanted.
Just call on me if you need any help. Do you need any help? Do you need any help?
I can handle this job all by myself.
Boy, you can't even cut the mustard. See my baby all alone, but there's a fella hangs around like a dog to a bone. His first name's Ernest and his last name's Tubbs. He's gonna reach for my woman and draw back enough. Then he'll need a little help.
No help wanted.
You could use a little help.
No help wanted.
Just call on me if you need any help. Do you need any help? Do you need any help?
I can handle this job all by myself. Hey. I can do it too, boy.
Who you think you kidding?
She's a honky-tonk dancer and her name is Sue. She's got a pocket full of money and a Cadillac, too.
She's got a cute little walk with a hippity-hop. She's a big at the little and the bottom at the top.
Do you need any help?
No help wanted.
You can use a little help.
No help wanted.
Just call on us if you need any help. If you need any help. If you need any help.
We can handle this job all by ourselves.
Friends and neighbors, I'd like to thank you for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show. And real quick, I'd like to thank all the stations that provide it for you. There's 88.9 FM KHII, our anchor station in Cloudcroft, New Mexico. Our sister station, KTMN 97.9, also out of Cloudcroft. And 97.5 FM right here in Alamogordo, New Mexico, where Studio 312 is located. Then there's the Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas. Oldies Radio 104.3, Cairo, West Virginia, proud to be first in Ritchie County. Also remember WinRadio.com out of Columbia, South Carolina, Hawaiian Pacific Radio out of the Beautiful Islands, and Q-Star Radio out of mostly sunny Florida, and WYAP 107.7 FM out of wonderful Clay, West Virginia, AM 1700 Radio Richmond on the West Coast there in San Francisco, California, Classic Hits 1630 AM in the gorgeous, wouldn't you like the ski there, Denver, Colorado. Also W Rock Radio, found at WLOR.net, out of the luxurious and wonderful town of Boston. Been there many times. I love it there. A lot of good history there. Then there's DeepOldies.com, DarkClassicsRadio.com, and WRSG 91.5, serving Middleburn, West Virginia. They are Knights Radio. Then there's WFSN 96.7 FM out of Union City, Pennsylvania. Also the American Senior Radio Network out of Vancouver, Washington. And Sunny 105.7 WUUKLP, serving Crawford County, Pennsylvania. Now, I got to tell you, I got a huge fan base. I get emails every now and then from Radio Satellite 2 listeners based out of Paris, France. And our newest affiliate, wouldn't you know it, on the southeast coast of Australia, Tasman 97.7 FM. Welcome to the program. I hope you enjoy it. Send me an email. Let me know that you're listening. Just go to jasonkurtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. While you're there, check out the blog. Let's get back to all the fun we have here every week right now on The Jason Kurtman Show.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, oh, get up, how'd they get so lit up? Gosh, oh, get up, how'd they get that size? Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me, got to put my cheaters on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where'd you get those eyes? Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me, I've got to put the cheaters on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where did you get those eyes? How did they get that size? Where did you get those eyes?
That was Old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra with Jeepers Creepers. Here's Dusty Springfield with a song called Spooky.
Spooky.
Here's Connie Francis with Lipstick on Your Collar. My good friends and neighbors, I'm afraid it is time indeed to wrap up this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show, and I would like to say thank you so much for listening. I'd also like to remind you, as I do every week, that if you're planning a getaway, a vacation, a trip, or whatever, if you're planning on doing some traveling, check out all we have to offer right here in southern New Mexico, because it is a beautiful place. You ought to come here at least once. If you come here at least once, you'll wish you've come here before. Check out all we have to offer at alamogordo.com, coolcloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. I tell you all the time, and it's still there. These sites are still linked, and always will be, at my website at jasonkurtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. While you're there, don't forget to send me an email. I love getting those emails, and check out the blog while you're there. I would also like to remind you that today's program is brought to you through the courtesy of todaysfullerbrush.com. They've been delivering products for the home shop and the business since 1906. That's a long time. So check them out, todaysfullerbrush.com. I would also like to give you the most important reminder of all. Don't forget to spend quality, wholesome, fantastic, wonderful time with the ones you love, your family, especially those kids. That's the way you and I, together, will bring back the nickel soda pop. I say it all the time, and I mean it every time. Don't forget to lend a helping hand to someone in need. Be a good neighbor. I'm going to leave you with a fantastic song right now from 1960s, Bobby Lewis, Tossin' and Turnin'. I'm going to see you next time right here on this fantastic station, right here for the Jason Kirkman Show. You have a great day. Have a great week. God bless.
Couldn't sleep at all last night, just thinking of you. Maybe things weren't right when I was tossing and turning, turning and tossing, tossing and turning all night. I kicked the blankets on the floor, turned my pillow upside down. I never, never did before. Out of bed, turned on the light, I pulled down the shade, went to the kitchen for a bite.
rolled up the shade, turned off the light. I jumped back into bed, it was the middle of the night. The clock downstairs was striking four. Couldn't get you off of mine. I heard the milkman at the door. Into bed, it was the middle of the night. The clock downstairs was striking four. I couldn't get you off my mind.